While you're in Tamworth, Premier, you're also meeting with, I understand, Daniel Haslam and his family. What will you tell them about the progress of the medicinal cannabis bill that Kevin Anderson's trying to introduce in the Parliament?
Well, I've had the chance to meet them, and I have to say I've been incredibly impressed by them. You can't help but be inspired by them. The mum, obviously Lucy, Daniel himself, I think it's an inspiration, not just to me, but to a huge number of people across the state, and many who are in similar circumstances to him are obviously getting in touch and responding to the courage and the leadership he's showing. I mean, it's quite an amazing thing for a young man to be galvanising such support and across so many communities generating discussion on this important issue that I pay tribute to him and his wonderful wife, Elise. I can't help but just be so full of admiration for her. And you can see in her eyes how much Daniel means to her, and at the same time how she wants this fight to continue in terms of the causes that they're pushing and the relief that they are desperately seeking for him and those in similar circumstances. So I'm touching base with them to provide an update. We are considering Kevin's bill. He's put it forward. He's made a lot of good progress. Obviously, I'm very, first and foremost, open to the human compassion of this. If there's any way that we can provide support and comfort to those in those circumstances, I want to do it. We have to balance the concerns around supply. And supply is the issue and the concern I have, but we are working through that, and I'm confident in the next few weeks we'll be able to announce some positive progress on the back of what Kevin's work.
I understand you've seen the draft of the bill. In what way do you think you're going to be able to get around supply?
Well, you just have to wait, Kevin. We will obviously have a lot to say when we get to that position, but this is an important process. It's something that I've personally been encouraged to become involved in, both in terms of Kevin Anderson's approach and passion on the issue and obviously meeting the family and having heard from a number of families in similar circumstances. But we do need to get it right, and that's what I'm determined to do, to make sure we get it right. And obviously that then is a matter for Cabinet and the party room to consider.
It seems you'll look at some kind of licensing system. Can you give any indication of how that might work?
Well, Kelly, as I just said, we're in the midst of where you do leave. All I can tell you is that I'm passionate about this. Kevin is passionate about this. We want to bring forward a proposal that works, that not only works in the context of Parliament, because we want Parliament to obviously provide support to it, but in the context of the relief it's going to provide to the families in these circumstances. So we will have plenty to say, but we need to finalise the work that we are doing.
All right, can I clarify? You're not allowing a conscience vote on this one. You want to see it introduced as a sort of a party policy?
Well, that's obviously what we're working through as well.
Okay. And within the party, do you think you have the numbers of interest in support of this?
There's a lot of members that are very supportive of what Kevin is doing. And obviously I'm one of them, but there is a lot of broad support. And the party and the government just responding to the human call. And the human call of compassion in these circumstances, I think, has to dominate. Yes, there are concerns that we need to mitigate, but we're working hard to do exactly that, and obviously supply is at the front of it.
Can you get it done before the election?
We're doing everything possible to do that.